Om Shanti. How do you feel? Pretty good, hey? Yeah, amazing. So now we go from the movement of the body to the movement of the soul. And Sister Denise is with us, currently living in France. She lived here on campus several years. She has many, many specialities. But in particular, she was the first ever Western person to take this Raj Yoga knowledge. So she's an ambassador, a bit of a bridge between India and the West. And she speaks fluent Hindi and many other languages. But with the Hindi, she can understand the original texts and meanings. So she's a precious, precious jewel for all of us in the West. And she will be taking us through meditation. Welcome, Sister Denise.
Om Shanti. And this red light is to indicate that now that we have been very physical exercises, breathing and all these things, now we're going to go to the spiritual. And the red light corresponds to the world of light. People have seen it in trance that it is red. So we put red light to remind you of that. So first we will look at soul conscious stage. So first of all, just feel that your body is balanced in your chair, and that you have your 2 feet on the ground. And then gently, with the power of your mind, turn your attention within. As if you are withdrawing your energy from the body. Withdraw from your extremities. And bring your sense of self to the center of the forehead. This is the seat of the soul. Feel yourself to be a pure, beautiful, tiny spark of light. A being. Seated in the center of the forehead. Your body is an object, like a robot. And you, the spark of life, who manages this body. Normally, you're fused with the body. And in this practice, you detach. Using thought. I am the being. This is a body. My body. I am light. Not part of the body. I am connected to this body temporarily. I acquired this body in the womb of my mother. I emerged with this body as a small infant and grew. Now, adult, after some time, this body will die. And that happens when I leave it. I leave it when it no longer functions adequately. Then I get another one. I am immortal. This body is mortal. Feel the difference. I, the being, and this, my body. I, the soul, do not have a gender. If I get a male body, they say I am a male, but it is not so. I may have a male body and then a female body and then another male body. Either way, I am genderless as a soul. I do not have a race. Race is of the body. Given, I do not have religion. That too is acquired after birth. They say, you are Christian, you are Buddhist, you are Muslim, you are Hindu, and you accept. But it is not so. The soul is pure consciousness, pure light. Still, quiet, at peace. Then comes into action through the body. And now, go deep within. Just be. No need to do anything. Your body breathes by itself. Your blood flows naturally. The conscious being doesn't need to tell the body what to do. Meditation of soul consciousness means you're deep within, practicing to be. Feel your essential quiet and tranquility. You are a loving being and very powerful. Sweet. You feel your existence in its permanence. You're concentrated on that light. This is myself. Now let yourself gently rise up from the body. Using your mind, you are above your head. Your body down below. You are free. Let yourself rise further. Beyond the building. Go far into the sky. Of the universe into another dimension, a world of light. All around you there is just light. And you are light. It is a region of deep silence, peace. This is where you came from. To this state, this region of light, you will return. In this light, there is an energy. A source of light that knows you, that waits for you. The Supreme Soul is there. Feel that energy. Let yourself be open to that. As if waves of light are coming to you. Each wave of light fills you with energy. You can see the source, the tiny light that is infinitely bright and powerful. Rays of light come to you. Be open. Let that light penetrate your being to the deepest place. Feel that strength, that sweetness. Entering into your being. River of light flowing into you and carrying away darkness and distress. Ancient wounds are loosened. Carried away in that river of light. You just allow the self to be filled with light and washed clean. All distress. You become your real self once again. Feel fresh, light. A wave of love from the ocean of love surrounds you. Carries you into a deep feeling of being known, seen, cherished, valued by that subtle, invisible presence who loves you so much. You just bathe in that light and love. Feeling your immortality, how extraordinary it is to be you. And to be loved this much. It is an eternal connection that is with you forever. Stable, concentrated, no distractions. As if you could stay like this forever. You become aware that that river of light is also a conduit. You too are a conduit. You become an instrument for that light, that power, that love to pass through you and flow it flows throughout the universe. Flows to all humanity. You keep yourself steady and open so that light moves through you to touch the hearts of the souls of the world. That they feel What do you feel? Quiet, serenity. Free from chaos, distress, confusion. You are connected to the source so that others can receive. You are filled from the source, and the light and energy overflows and reaches every living being. Passes through you and touches everything in the world. Bringing everything back to its original state. Very gently, you bring yourself back slowly to reconnect with your body. You come back to the material world. let yourself still be connected to that source. Gently feel your body. Feel how your body is benefited from that energy. Your mind strengthened, made clear. You remain in touch with your essence. And then gently move a hand that I, the soul, am moving this hand. I, the soul, am the energy that moves this body. Gently move a foot. I, the soul, am moving this foot. I am the operator of this body. I give life to this body because I am here in this body. There is life, there is breath, there is conscious choice. I am the conscious being. I decide what I do through this body. Express my pure loving nature in my interaction with people, places, things. I, the soul, come into action through the body. And when I want, I return to the inner space and remain internalized in the consciousness of the soul, just vibrating the energy of purity, love, power, sweetness. Om Shanti. So now you feel yourself fully in the body. And you practice to be in the body or be beyond the body. It depends on you. This is your will. I am in the body, using the body. When my action is finished, return to the inner state. In this way, you just connect for a moment, recharge, come back into the body all day long. Here, there, here. When you have breakfast, you can chit-chat or You can practice either soul, take this food, put it in my mouth, either soul, chew it, take it into the body to nurture the body. Practice like this to be aware that every action is done by the soul through the body. And every action has a consequence. Soul consciousness is like this. Then there is body consciousness, where you forget to be aware of being the responsible one, and then you go on automatic pilot, and then you can do things that later you would say, well, I shouldn't have done that, or it would be better not. So the soul consciousness gradually gives you more and more power over your expression, your being, your what you do, what you don't do. It increases your willpower. And then you decide what consequences you want, and you do that action which produces those consequences, then you are satisfied. So practice this through the day. When you're in the class and someone is telling you some information about spirituality, at that time, try to be in soul consciousness and listen to it as the soul, so it goes deep into your being, and that you do not take it superficially, and that it doesn't trigger associations that distract you from your concentration. This is useful when you want to study, when you want to understand something, to remain concentrated. This is a useful practice. So, Om Shanti. Thank you. Did you like that? Is it easy? If I'm not here to tell you what to do, you can listen to the recording again, but try it. You're walking along, try either soul and walking along through my body. I am going this way and not that way. I will not bump into something because I'm aware. Right? Anytime you're doing some regular action that you don't need to be focused on that action, but it's an easy action, like walking, talking, doing the washing up, whatever it is. Even you can drive carefully, but can drive in that soul consciousness, and it keeps you restored in good condition, mentally, spiritually, heart-wise. And even if somebody insults you, which happens time to time, right? Somebody will say some rude thing, say, okay, very good. I remain true to myself. Whatever somebody says, that's them. I take in what I want. I decide to take in that I am the spiritual being. Here is a spiritual being who forgot. It's okay, it doesn't matter, but I don't forget, like that. So this is useful in interpersonal relationships also, because it's easy to lose it, right? But when you practice soul consciousness, it helps that you don't lose it. You can be closer to yourself in provocative situations. This is also useful. Om Shanti.